Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Spend this hour with us learning how you can protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of an extended healthcare situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting long-term care planning options available. As a certified long-term care planning specialist, Brian Ott will help you make sense of your options. Now, here's your host of Long-Term Care Radio, Brian Ott.
You know, I like to describe long-term care insurance as a bucket of money. When you set up your plan, you are deciding a few things. One of them is how much money you want in that bucket. That's what we call the total benefit. And how fast you can take the money out of that bucket. This is usually described as your monthly benefit or your daily benefit amount. So you could also put some things on it like riders, you know, inflation riders, joint waiver premiums, things like that. But in a nutshell, we're deciding how much money's in that bucket and how fast we can take that money out of that bucket. So for example, if you have $180,000 in your bucket of money, that's your total benefit. You can take out $5,000 a month. You have a minimum of 3 years of coverage. And that's all they're doing is they're saying, well, you've got $180,000 total benefit. You can pull out $60,000 a year. So that policy is going to last you a minimum of 3 years. Now, many people purchase long-term care insurance, you know, years ago in the past. So a lot of people have these policies in place that they bought years ago. And at that time, they decided on how much was in their bucket. So that would be their total benefit. And then they also decided how much money they can take out, which was a lot of those older plans were just daily benefits, so like $100 a day or $200 a day or whatever it was. Now, as people grow older, they become more in tune to what that coverage is and what it actually does and how it works, right? They might see somebody go into claim, so they're experiencing cost of care now. And a lot of people get to the point where they look at these older policies that they got and they say, well, maybe I don't have enough coverage and I would like some additional long-term care insurance. And this week I got a question from a podcast listener, and I've had this question, you know, multiple times. I get it multiple times every year. I run into somebody that's asking me this. And this year, this question came in from Beth, and Beth just asked this question. I purchased a long-term care insurance policy through work years ago, and I want to know if I can add coverage to it or trade it in for a policy with more coverage. Okay. So let me give you a little background on this, because I did have a chance to speak with Beth. I followed up with her just to find out a little bit more about her situation. So Beth took out a group policy through work when she was 42. Now, when I say group policy, that's a group policy that's usually offered through the business or employee. So some insurance company will come into your employer and they'll say, hey, if you can sign up, you know, X amount of people, we'll give you these group rates, and they simplify underwriting and stuff. So they're generally going to be limited options, meaning you can pick from, you know, plan A, B, or C. So I want 2 years of coverage, 3 years of coverage. I want $100 a month or a day or $200 a month or whatever it is. So you can choose from these limited options on group plans. And most of them are issued at just standard underwriting rates. And so that's the trade-off. The insurance company says, we're going to simplify underwriting, but we're not going to give any preferred underwriting rates. We're just going to do the standard underwriting rates. And if we look back in the past, they've pretty much all been traditional pay-as-you-go type of plans. Now, I say that because just recently, within the last couple of years, we've had a couple companies come out with some hybrid asset-based type plans that have some kind of life insurance component and still long-term care insurance. But that's just been very recently. So pretty much anybody that I run into, we're talking about a traditional pay-as-you-go plan, and that's what Beth had. So Beth chose a benefit amount of $3,000 a month. So she basically was saying, you know, I'm going to take $100 a day. So that's $3,000 a month with a payout of 24 months. So Beth's policy has a total benefit of $72,000. So that's how much she can use to pay for long-term care services, $72,000. And if she pulls out the full $3,000 every month, she will exhaust that policy in 24 months. So she has a minimum of 2 years of coverage. Now, there's no inflation rider on the policy, which means that this is just a static amount. The amount today is the same that the amount was when Beth took that policy out. So if you go back 20 plus years, the $3,000 seemed like a lot more money than it does today because of the inflation and the rising cost for healthcare services and everything else. And so now that she's older, Beth has had some experience with family members going through care, and she's seen some family friends go through long-term care situations, and she's looking at her policy saying, I don't think I have enough long-term care insurance. And so she wants to know, Can she add some coverage to her plan or trade in the plan that she has for more coverage? So let's work through this today because this is a great question. And again, if you have a question for us, you can go to our website. If you click on the podcast tab up top, you'll find out about our podcast, but you'll say send a question to us. You'll see a little tab there and you can send in a question. But let's start with the adding coverage to her existing plan. Unfortunately, Beth does not have a way to add coverage to her plan. In fact, the only way you can add coverage to a plan is if your plan has what they call a future purchase option included in the plan when you take that plan out. This, simply put, is just an option to buy additional insurance at some point in the future without medical underwriting. So it's kind of a guaranteed issue. You'll see that on some life insurance will do that. Long-term care plans would have that, but it's usually limited. Like, okay, you're going to get that offer every 24 months for the first 10 years or you know, every 3 years for the first 6 years. So it'll just give you limited options to go in and buy additional coverage. Her plan did not include this. Now, when I looked at Beth's plan, one of the key mistakes that I saw in hers, because she had just sent me the paperwork where you check the boxes on what you want, there was an option to get inflation. She did not check that box. Now, because again, that pushes up the premium, right? But what happens with inflation is it grows that benefit year after year. The premium does not go up every year with it. It's just the benefits that you have go up every year. Now, compare that to a plan that's going to offer a future purchase option. What's going to happen is, yeah, you can buy additional insurance, but then that premium is going to go up every time you do that. So one way to avoid that is you can kind of know what your premiums are is you put that inflation rider on. That's going to be priced from day one what the cost is with that inflation rider, and every year your benefit's going to go up, but that premium is not going to go up. That's the idea of putting that inflation rider on there. So since Beth doesn't have the inflation rider, her policy is not growing, she doesn't have a future purchase option, so unfortunately she cannot add coverage to her plan. And if you have a traditional long-term care plan, you're in the same boat. If you do not have a future purchase option and you don't exercise that future purchase option when they offer it to you, you have no chance of adding coverage to an existing plan. That plan is just what it is. Now, a lot of plans will let you reduce coverage, but they're not going to let you add coverage. Now, a quick side note out here, there is a carrier that today is offering a way, kind of a workaround that, like you can increase your inflation option. So if you took 3% inflation, meaning your policy is growing by 3% every year, they will give you some options to buy up inflation. So you can go to 4% a year or you can go to 5%. You got to pay the difference in the cost of that, but they do allow you to do that, which will grow your policy a little bit quicker. Let's move on to the second part of Beth's question. So could she trade her policy in for a new policy with more coverage? What Beth is really asking here is, hey, is there any value in my plan? So she's saying, can I trade it in? So can I take this policy I've been paying into for all these years and give it to you and you give me credit for that towards a new plan? And unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Traditional plans work like our homeowner's insurance, our car insurance, our health insurance. There's no value in those plans. You know, you're paying the premium, you've got coverage, but there's no value that we can trade towards another policy. So unfortunately, Beth, there's just no way that you can trade this policy in and get a different policy and get credit for the premiums that you've paid in. Now, this is opposite of an asset-based plan that, you know, asset-based plans are always going to have some value in them. So if you took out an asset-based plan when you're 50 and when you're 65, you decided, well, I want some more coverage, you could just maybe trade in your asset-based plan if that made the most sense. You would look at the value in your policy and say, I want to take that, you know, let's just say it's $100,000. I want to take that $100,000 and move it towards a new policy. But with traditional plans, you cannot do that. So the bottom line is she cannot increase her coverage on her plan and she can't trade it in for another plan. So really, what are best options? To get more coverage, well, the truth is she's got two options. She can, if she's healthy enough and she still qualifies for long-term care insurance, then she can basically add coverage by buying a second policy. And then the options for her would be she can keep her policy or she can walk away from her policy and just buy a new policy. That's going to really be the choices. Now, both of these options are going to depend on key issues. Can you qualify for a new plan, you know, today? Meaning, can she pass the underwriting standards for a plan based on her current health? that's what allows you to get more insurance, is you've got to be able to qualify. If she can, then she can add coverage through a second plan and simply walk away from her plan, or she can just add a second plan and keep her existing plan. Now, which one makes the most sense? Well, let's discuss this at the next segment. I got to sneak in a quick break here, but when I return, we'll look at why you might keep an existing plan versus canceling an existing plan. I'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free live webinar classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
Finding a secure investment in this financially volatile time seems tough, but crazy financial times also create smart opportunities. One of these smart opportunities is long-term care insurance from 525 Advisors. If you repositioned some of your savings and got three times your investment in long-term care coverage tax-free and got all your money back if you never used it, wouldn't you at least want to learn more about it? Well, you can. Join my friends from 525 Advisors for their next free long-term care planning live webinar. Go to 525longtermcare.com and sign up. You'll learn about smart ways to self-insure, including new plans with guaranteed leverage that turn every dollar into $3 of long-term care coverage tax-free, with every dollar back if you never use it. Don't wait until you're older to get long-term care coverage. Look into this opportunity now from 525 Advisors, one that gives you a secure return. Go to 525longtermcare.com and sign up for the next free live webinar. That's 525longtermcare.com.
The fact is, most of us have known somebody who needed long-term care. That's when a person reaches a stage in life requiring somebody else to help with basic daily activities due to physical conditions or a cognitive disease. Now, most of the time, long-term care starts in the home, which allows the individual to stay in a familiar setting. The price for long-term care can be expensive, and it could go on for years. Financial experts suggest purchasing long-term care insurance before you retire. Why? Because 7 out of 10 65-year-olds will need some sort of long-term care in the future. If you've never looked at long-term care insurance because you didn't know where to start, now you know where to start with 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors, local experts specializing in long-term care insurance, and they have plans that are guaranteed to pay you back if you never make use of them. Protect yourself and your family members from the financial cost of extended health care. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Sign up for the next free long-term care live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com. This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
All right, and we're back, and you're tuned into the Long-Term Care Radio podcast. I've got a couple classes coming up here this month. We are just rolling into June, believe it or not, and so our next class is going to be Saturday the 17th. And after that, Thursday the 23rd. That first one is Saturday morning. So you can get all that information at 525longtermcare.com. And while you're there, sign up for the podcast. If you do sign up for the podcast, you'll get a notification when we drop a new podcast, which is usually on Friday every week is when it hits out there. So today, let's just go back here. We're talking about adding coverage to an existing plan. So you bought a plan in the past. You got, you know, a lot of people do this through group policies because, you know, like Beth did, she's like, oh, well, it's $27 a month or it's $46 a month and it just comes out of your paycheck. You're like, oh, okay. So a lot of people do that and they don't really, you know, think about it. There's nobody there sitting there helping you design a customized plan. Group policies are pick plan A, B, or C and off you go. So check your boxes and you go. Well, what we've learned so far is that if you have an existing plan, unless you have a future purchase option, you cannot add coverage to that plan. There's just no way you can do it. So your choice really boils down to adding another policy and keeping your existing policy that you have, or walking away from your plan, which is what I did, and just purchase another plan. Now, when I talk about this, remember, you can draw from multiple long-term care insurance policies. This is a key point. So if I'm spending $10,000 a month on long-term care and I have three different policies, one pays $3,000, one pays $2,000, and one pays $5,000, well, I can draw from all three of those and use that money to pay for that long-term care. That's not a problem. Okay, so when we're adding coverage, one of the big key decisions is, do I keep my existing policy and just add a small policy behind that so now I have two, Or do I just replace it with a new policy and just walk away from the premiums that I've paid? And to make this decision, you have to consider several factors, including your health, your age, how your existing plan is structured, do you have a contingent benefit offer, and finally, your financial situation. Has that changed? Are you in a different situation? Now, for the sake of argument, I'm going to just assume that what we're talking about, if you have existing long-term care insurance, is a traditional plan that doesn't have any cash value in it. If you have an asset-based plan, that would be a relatively new program because those haven't been out all that long for most of the carriers. And so any of the group policies out there, anybody that got one through work, it's most likely a traditional policy. So that's kind of the angle that we're talking about. Now, if you have an asset-based plan, well, it would be kind of the same thing. You would decide, do I want to add coverage, replace my asset base, or just keep that one and add some additional coverage? But let's start by talking about your health. This is key. Number one, your health determines your ability to qualify for a new plan. As we age, sometimes we develop health issues that might make us uninsurable. So you really need to find out right out of the gate, what are my options? Do I qualify for new long-term care insurance? And that's our process that we've always done here is we start with that pre-screen. They call it field underwriting. So we're always trying to find out your health, number one, to make sure that it's even worth looking into. And so you need to find out, make sure, do you qualify for long-term care insurance? The second thing you want to consider is your age. You know, this is a huge factor because remember, long-term care insurance premiums increase with your age. And so what that means, if you buy a policy, say $5,000 a month, a benefit for 3 years, well, a 40-year-old is going to pay less than a 50. A 50-year-old is going to pay less than a 60-year-old. 60 is going to pay less than a 70-year-old. So every birthday that you celebrate, the cost for that same amount of insurance is going to go up because actuarially, the insurance companies have less time to collect premiums, and less time to get a return on that investment to pay claims. So your age is a key factor. If you're 70, or if you're 80, like I got a call the other day from a gentleman who's 79 and his wife is 81, that's very limited. I mean, we do have some asset-based plans that go up to age 85, but there's just simply walk-in with a lump sum. If you're age 70 to 80, you can still even set up an asset-based plan and spread payments out over time. You know, and if you're younger than that, you're going to have more options. But your age is a key factor on this. And a lot of people are surprised. They come in and they say, well, I might just want to replace this policy I took out when I was 40. I'm like, well, that same coverage today for a 40-year-old is a lot higher than what you paid for because rates on traditional plans overall have gone up. So just remember, if you're younger, you're going to have a lot more options. If you're older, what you're really looking at is you're not going to replace your traditional policy with a traditional policy. What your option might be there is if your financial situation has changed, I can move to a different type of plan, like an asset-based plan. Now, I will just tell you, I dropped my traditional policy that I took out in my 40s because one of the things that I looked at is I said, well, I'm in my 40s. I could theoretically pay into this for another 40 or 50 years of premiums, and the premiums were going up, and you have no idea of how much you're going to put into it. Now, if you're 70, 75, and you have that traditional plan, you know, there's probably not going to be that many more premium increases before you would trigger a claim, you know. So that's why, again, what we're doing is looking at your age as a factor of do I keep my plan or do I cancel my plan. Now, how is your plan structured? This is often something that gets very confusing for people. They don't understand. And one of the biggest concerns for people with existing pay-as-you-go plans is rate increases. A lot of people have lived through 2, 3, 4 rate increases, and this is a real concern. Many people have already just seen their rates double or double again, and now they're starting to wonder if they can justify higher premiums as they age, because as we get older and we age, we're also spending down our retirement or our savings, our nest egg. And so a lot of people start getting worried about making those payments as they go into retirement. Now, if your plan has lifetime benefits and a 5% compound inflation rider, you are much more likely to see rate increases compared to someone like Beth who just had a static amount. She's got $3,000 a month for 2 years. The insurance company knows what their risk level is on that. If I have a 5% compound inflation, I'm growing that amount every single year. The insurance company doesn't know when I'm going to go on claim. They don't know what their total liability is going to be. So those are the policies that we see go through the most rate increases. So understand how your plan is designed is a key factor, because if you don't have inflation riders and you don't have lifetime benefits, you're probably not going to see as many rate increases in the future as somebody that has lifetime benefits. Like my mom's policy was lifetime benefits with inflation rider on it. She got a notice, hey, your policy's going up and it's going to go up again in 3 years. So they're doing like three rate increases over the next 3 years on her. And what they're trying to do is limit that risk because of the inflation rider. That's the biggest thing that stands out. So that's a key factor, and any good advisor should be able to explain that to you if they understand long-term care contracts. Now, let's talk about a contingent benefit offer. Am I going to keep a plan? Am I going to cancel a plan? Well, if you have a contingent benefit offer, this is a game changer. And this is a key point to understand. If you're in the middle of a price increase, so your insurance company is raising your rates on your traditional plan, or you get one in the future, the insurance carrier will often offer you several options to reduce your premiums or try to keep your premiums the same. So they'll say, well, you can drop your inflation rider. You're at 5%. You drop it down to 2%. You can shorten the duration. So if you have lifetime coverage, you can shorten it down to 5 years of coverage. You can lower your monthly benefit. You've got $6,000 a month. Drop it down to $4,000 a month. They'll give you several options how to keep your premium close to where it is. And basically what you're doing is you're giving up coverage, right? It's kind of like shrinkflation. You know, the Haagen-Dazs used to be a pint and now it's 12 ounces, but it's the same price. That's what they're doing. Well, we'll keep the premium the same, but you're going to give something up. Now, here's the key. If they raise your rate past a certain point, by law, they have to offer you what is called a contingent benefit, or it's often called a non-forfeiture benefit. And what is that? Simply put, it allows you to stop paying your premium and have a paid-up policy with reduced coverage. So the key here is reduced coverage. You're going to stop making payments into the insurance company. You're going to basically say, oh, I'm not making any more payments. And you're going to have some long-term care coverage, but it's going to be a reduced amount. And what that reduced amount basically equals is what you paid in, so the total of your premiums. Now, the insurance company has to offer this if they pass a rate increase that passes a threshold based on how old you were when you took your policy out. So for Beth, who was 42 when she took her policy out, her policy, her initial base rate has to go up by 130%, and then that's going to trigger the contingent benefit. For someone who was 60 years old when they took out that policy, the rates only have to increase by 70%. Someone who is 70, the rates only have to increase by 40%. That's over your original premium day one. So if you're looking for additional coverage and you get you're in the middle of a rate increase and you have a contingent benefit, this is something that might help make your decision a little bit easier, like if I walk away. Because if you paid in $40,000 of premiums and you have $5,000 a month of benefit, the insurance company would say, well, you can pull $5,000 a month out until you use your $40,000 premiums. So really, it's best case scenario, a contingent benefit. It only comes back to you if you trigger a claim. It's not money they give back to you if you don't use it. It's if you trigger a claim. So when you think of it that way, best case scenario, it's an interest-free loan to the insurance company, but at least you're not walking away from the premiums that you paid in. The last thing I wanted to discuss here on decision-making, obviously, and we'll talk a little bit more about this later, your financial situation. Where are you at? Has your situation changed, right? And for a lot of us, it has. I took out a policy when I was younger, working, had two very small kids. I just did a traditional plan to make sure I had some coverage and I wouldn't lose that. And then when I had the opportunity, I moved over to an asset-based plan and I walked away from my traditional plan. I did not have a contingent benefit offer, but I knew rates were going up on that. And I just simply said, hey, you know what? I'm going to walk away, because as a 40-year-old, they would have had to raise my rates well over 100%. And I wasn't willing to hang on to it to get that. So your financial situation is going to really depend. Am I in a position where I can move to a different type of policy? Can I afford more coverage? Those are factors, because if you don't have an improved financial situation, you might want to just hang on to that policy that you have, even if the rates are going up a little bit. So I'm looking here. I've got to take a break for the news here at the bottom of the hour, but stick around. I'm going to come back. I'm going to introduce you to Randy and Sue, our client of the week, and explain how we replaced an existing plan with a new plan that will provide them more coverage and pay them back if they don't use it. And I'll show you why they chose not to keep their existing plan. All that and more when we come back. I'll be right back.
New asset-based programs protect your savings and your family, and even pay you back if you never use them. make sure your care is funded and managed in a time of need. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free live webinar classes at 525longtermcare.com. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
All right, and thanks again for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio. If you're new to the show or you just stumbled on us on the radio, we do have all of our podcasts. We have all the shows in the podcast format on our website at 525longtermcare.com, and then you can listen to the rest of the show if you missed part of it at your convenience. Now, we also do a client of the week every week, and this week, no exception. This is Randy and Susan, who are both 68 years old. They are proud parents of three. They have seven grandchildren. They came to us really after receiving a rate increase notice on their traditional plan. This is, again, they've had multiple rate increases, and they just said, this is actually our third rate increase. They're coming fast, and they're tired of it. So they reached out to us to say, hey, what are our options? And I'm going to give you a little side note here. Randy and Sue's policy was with a company that no longer offers long-term care insurance to the public. And they've been out of business on this. They haven't been selling long-term care insurance for about a decade. And the bottom line for Randy and Sue's policy, they had a 5% compound inflation rider on their policy. They also had shared care, which means think of each person with a bucket of money. You run out of your bucket of money, you can dip into the other person's money. Well, that's additional risk to the insurance company versus if I don't use my money, I lose it. So their policy was ripe for future rate increases. They've already had three of them, and boy, we're talking about more. And excuse me, I want you to think of a funnel on these traditional long-term care policies. So the idea is the people inside the funnel are paying premiums. Those premiums are what the insurance company uses to manage their company, pay their overhead, and pay claims. And they invest that money. Most of it's in just treasuries and bonds. And then when somebody falls out of the bottom of that funnel, guess what? Well, they're on claim. They're not paying into the policy anymore. They're receiving the benefits. So the idea from a business model is I need to continually be dumping people into the top of the funnel, and hopefully I'm getting more people coming in than are falling out of the bottom. It's like Social Security. That's a problem with the baby boomers right now. We have more people going to start sucking money out of Social Security than we have paying in. Well, that's bad news. So for Randy and Sue, they had a long-term care insurance company that had stopped selling long-term care insurance. So think of that. They just put a piece of saran wrap over the top of the funnel. Nobody's going into the funnel. So every year when somebody goes on claim, that leaves fewer people to pay the premiums into the insurance company. And as their expenses go up, they just go back to the insurance commissioners and they say, hey, we need to raise rates again. We spent $1 million and we only brought in $900,000. Insurance commissioner looks at it and says, okay, and they raise their rates. So these policies like they have with 5% inflation and shared care and with a company that is no longer offering long-term care insurance on a traditional plan, they are ripe to see future increases, and they're only 68 years old. So think about it, in another 10 years, the rates are going to go up probably once or twice in that period of time as well, too. So little side note there. So back to Randy and Sue. Their number one concern by far was how much more do they have to pay into this plan because the rates just keep going up. And, you know, it's like I say, it's the boat payment without the boat. You agreed to pay $300 a month, and now they tell you, well, it's $400 a month, and now it's $600 a month. And you're like, well, when am I going to get the boat? Well, someday out in the future, you might get the boat, right? It's just, I get it. And that's the way I was with my traditional plan. I can make the mathematical argument that traditional plans are good. You're trading pennies for dollars, all those things. But still, I look and say, well, if I do an asset-based plan, I'm going to get some money back either way versus traditional. I might pay in for 40 years and just have one bad night and all that money's gone. But how many rate increases am I going to have between now and then? I can't even budget for it. So that was their number one concern. Number two, they only had 3 years of coverage. They had an expensive policy because it was shared care, but essentially if they both were on claim, the policy would explode or be exhausted within 3 years. And their daily benefit right now is about $217 a month or about $6,500 a month. So looking at their current situations where they're at and the cost of care, they felt they were underinsured. And here's a story. Randy has a brother that is 14 years older than him. And this, it's kind of funny because this way my dad is. My dad is the youngest of four, and his older brother was 15 years older, and then his next one was 9 years older. But Randy, so like these are like, you know, uncles at that point to him. But Randy watched his older brother go through long-term care, ended up 7 years, and he was basically in the Medicaid system, was just busted. He just spent through all his money, ended up broke, ended up in the Medicaid system. And this really scared Randy. He said, you know, I don't want that to happen to us. Now, they had a much bigger asset base than his brother, but still, he's like, there's two of us, and it's a real cost. They did not want to run out of their long-term care insurance, and because they didn't want to have to start spending down their assets and selling off their estate to pay for care. They wanted to make sure they, you know, would never be a burden on their kids. That was a concern of theirs. So here's what we found out about them as we started going through, you know, the process with Randy and Sue. They're both in good shape. You know, some minor medications. Randy had had back surgery a few years ago, but there was no ongoing or lingering effects to that, so not a problem there at all. And I say that because a lot of people be like, oh, well, I had a knee surgery, I had a hip replaced, or I had this, I might not be insurable. It's like, no, what we're looking for is, you know, if they fixed you and you're back up and running, that's good. And that's where Randy was. They both had Social Security income. They owned a farm and they leased it out, and that provided them additional income. They had some money in IRAs. They had quite a bit of cash savings, actually, from the sale of some of their land. And so that money was just sitting literally in the bank and cash in various accounts, CDs and savings and things like that. They owned their home. They were in the process of setting up trusts. So they had already done this for their kids, and they were going to set up some additional trusts for grandkids, because what they were really trying to do is find the most tax-efficient way to move their estate to the next generation over time. And so the advantage of that, of course, you can give $16,000 per person. So each of them, Randy and Sue, can each give $16,000+ to each one of their kids and their grandkids, and they can do all these things. So they were already deep into the estate planning, and that was something because they owned this farm and they had some fixed assets that they were really trying to protect. So financially, they were just fine. They were in good shape. Why did they want a plan? And what did they want from a plan? Well, number one, Randy saw the efficiency in the insurance. And really, you know, after, you know, saw his older brother, he's like, man, I wish my older brother would have had some long-term care insurance, because he didn't. And he just ended up burning through his entire estate and ended up on the Medicaid system. So he saw that. So Randy believed in the efficiency of that. They did not want to have to spin their assets down or sell their assets off. Now, remember, income pays for care. So Randy and Sue are looking at it and say, yeah, we have Social Security and we have a little rental income, but if we ended up in long-term care, he goes, that covers our expenses. He goes, we would drain our IRAs, we'd drain our cash, and then we would have to start selling fixed assets. And I don't want to do that. I'd rather pass those assets on to the next generation. They liked the idea of putting a plan together that would pay them back if they didn't use it. This was something new to them. When they took out their plan, all they knew about was the traditional pay-as-you-go plans. So here we are showing them a different widget, a better way for someone in their situation. And they're like, hey, I really like that because I can get money back if I don't use it. Perfect. I'll take that. So that was something that they really wanted. They wanted more meaningful coverage. Again, they go on claim, they could burn through their policy in 3 years. That's it. You know, that in or if one person went on claim, and that's what Randy is saying, if I end up like my brother, I'd burn through mine, I'd burn through my wife's, I'd leave her with no coverage because they had a shared care. So he said that was a concern of theirs as well, too. He really liked the idea of avoiding payments. They had resources to pay for a plan now. They had sold some land. He's like, I don't really know what I'm going to do with this. I don't know that I want to invest it in the market. I'd like to maybe just reposition this if I can protect the rest of the estate. So they had some money there. And again, that was their main goal, protect the estate, get meaningful long-term care insurance, and not be a burden on their family. Okay, so here's what we did for them. First thing we always do when someone has an existing policy is we just got to review it and find out about their existing policy. And so when I was looking at their policy and they had a rate increase and they sent that over to me and we were looking at it, the first thing that stood out is, okay, you have all these different options to get your premium down, but the last option, the box you can check, was a contingent benefit. So I explained this, how this works, what it does for them. And it was kind of, it's like, look, you can keep this policy and you can add coverage behind it, but you also have the chance to walk away from your policy and whatever you've paid in would still come back to you if you end up in a long-term care policy. And so then you can just add a new policy and avoid having to keep paying these payments. So they really like that. Now, one thing I'm going to tell you about a contingent benefit, if you don't accept that and you make an alteration to your plan, guess what? that resets that percentage that the insurance company can raise your rates to before they have to offer the contingent benefit. So if you don't take it the first time they raise your rates, the second time they raise your rates, or the third time they raise your rates, you may not get that contingent benefit. So keep that in mind. So they were setting on this right now. They had the option to take the contingent benefit. So the other option was just to walk away from their existing plan, take that contingent benefit, add a second plan, or keep their plan, try to add some additional coverage to it. So really what we ended up looking at is their contingent benefit was just over $48,000. So that's how much money they had paid into in premiums, $48,000 so far. That means they could pull out about $6,500 a month until they used $48,000 of long-term care insurance. Again, that's if they're on claim and they take that contingent benefit. So this was a no-brainer to Randy and Sue. They just said, look, we're done with this traditional plan. If we can take that contingent benefit and if we end up in care, you know what? Use that policy first. Absolutely. Go and take that policy out. We're going to set up a second base plan behind it. We're going to just give you a brand new plan, an asset-based plan, and you're still going to have $48,000 of coverage out of that plan that you've been paying into. So here's what we did. Here's what we did to set up and replace that traditional plan. We ended up going to an asset-based plan, and we did it by funding it with a single deposit. So Randy walked in, wrote us a check for $386,000. We gave that to the insurance company. And again, this was just liquid assets that he had set in a savings account because of the sale of some land. The insurance company took that $386,000 and they said, okay, we're going to deposit that into the account. Here's what you guys get for long-term care. $12,000 a month per person for life. So that's almost double what they have. And if you think about it, you know, another 15 years at their existing rate, their policy would double. Their $6,000 would double up to that $12,000 a month. But guess what? They'd still be limited to 3 years of coverage if they pull it out. They now have $144,000 a year each for an unlimited amount of time. That means if they're both on claim together, they can pull out $288,000 tax-free out of this claim for multiple years. And they're putting $386,000 into the plan. Now, what if they don't use the plan? That's what makes these asset-based plans so great. Well, if they don't use the plan, $600,000 is paid back to the estate tax-free. Now, if we want to go do some third-grade arithmetic on that, that boils down to a 55% return. $386,000 turns into $600,000, and that's guaranteed to come back to them. So if they get hit by the bus tomorrow, and they're gone, $600,000 is paid out tax-free. It's in the form of a death benefit. The estate does not have to pay any tax on that. It does not go through probate. Now, they live a nice long life. They never trigger long-term care. $600,000 is paid back. They end up going on long-term care, and they only use $100,000. Well, guess what? $600 minus $100 is $500. So the estate still gets $500. They will always get $600,000 back tax-free in either long-term care benefits or tax-free death benefit. We didn't buy it for the death benefit. We bought it to protect the estate to get that $288,000 of long-term care insurance, worst case scenario, when they're both on claim for as long as they need it, right? So that's what's so great about these asset-based plans. And people will wrap their mind, well, what if I invest that, blah, blah, blah. Well, when are you going on claim? What are the taxes? We don't have to worry about any of that. We've got it today. So if Randy goes out and has a stroke tomorrow, he's covered. And if he's on claim for 10 years, guess what? His bride is going to come along, and Sue's going to have $144,000 a year tax-free, unlimited amount of time. That's why we get the insurance. We're protected. We have that coverage. We're not worried about what assets we're going to sell or which pile of cash we're going to burn through first to pay for care. Our care is covered. Other features of this policy, zero-day waiting for home health care. Now, their policy made them wait 90 days. It means they have to pay for the first 3 months of care. This policy says, nope, you're starting care at home. You're going to get it day one. It's got a caregiver benefit, meaning that family members can get trained. They've got three kids. They've got grandkids. What if somebody wants to be involved with mom and dad or take a class on Alzheimer's or a class on medication management because mom needs five different medications throughout the night and they want to know how to do it? They'll train them to do that. That's all included in this plan. And they have home improvement and medical equipment. So if they want to age in place and they need grab handles, they need a wheelchair ramp, they need a stair lift, they can get that put into their house, and they've got $24,000 to do that. They also have some international coverage. They've got coverage in all 50 states. They have coverage in Canada. They also have dedicated claim support. So a concierge claim support just means there's a assigned person to you and the family that's literally going to be your travel guide and help you get the plan turned on, help you find caregivers, manage those receipts when they come in. You don't have to do paperwork. You don't have to do IRS forms. All that is done for you. So this is just a very robust plan. Same plan, same company that I have. I'm very familiar with it. Just a really well done plan. And by the way, this plan's been in business. This company has been offering these types of plans for over 30 years. The company's been in business for over 140. So A-plus rated, very safe, traditional, asset-based plan. Now, think about what this does for them. Number one, it protects their estate. Their biggest concern was, we don't have enough coverage to make us comfortable. We might need more. How do we get that? Well, now they have unlimited lifetime insurance. Each of them, one person cannot use up the other person's care. Like on their old policy, they each get $144,000 a year tax-free for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, as long as they need it. Okay? They also have, and that's what we call true catastrophic coverage, just unlimited coverage. You're not going to run out of your long-term care insurance. So your bucket is a bottomless bucket. The amount they can take out is $12,000 a month each. Really a peace of mind, knowing that they're not going to run out of benefits and they don't have to continue to pay premiums into a plan that they is going to go up every 3 years or every 2 years or whatever it is. It's right now, we're seeing every 3 years is kind of what the states are holding the insurance companies to, but we're seeing some big jumps. They're guaranteed to get 55% more back than they put into their plan tax-free, regardless of the outcome. Folks, truly, this is a win, lose, or draw situation. They are going to get more back regardless of what happens. Really made them happy. Hey, I'm looking at my clock. I got to come up for air, take a final break, but stick around. I got a little bit more when I get back.
Avoid the mistake of paying unnecessary taxes. Guarantee the quality of your care and preserve your legacy and wealth by setting up your own tax-free long-term care plan. Learn more by attending Brian's free live webinar class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Finding a secure investment in this financially volatile time seems tough, but crazy financial times also create smart opportunities. One of these smart opportunities is long-term care insurance from 525 Advisors. If you reposition some of your savings and got three times your investment in long-term care coverage tax-free and got all your money back if you never used it, wouldn't you at least want to learn more about it? Well, you can. Join my friends from 525 Advisors for their next free long-term care planning live webinar. Go to 525longtermcare.com and sign up. You'll learn about smart ways to self-insure, including new plans with guaranteed leverage that turn every dollar into $3 of long-term care coverage tax-free with every dollar back if you never use it. Don't wait until you're older to get long-term care coverage. Look into this opportunity now from 525 Advisors, one that gives you a secure return. Go to 525longtermcare.com and sign up for the next free live webinar. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors. Over the years, I've had the opportunity to protect many people and their families with long-term care planning. However, I've also seen how long-term care events devastate families and turn the last years for the family into their worst years. Many people believe the downside from a long-term care situation is limited to financial loss. Yet often, it's the emotional damage that lingers and hurts the family members the most. Watching a loved one go through their savings is one thing, but watching a loved one lose their dignity is far worse. Long-term care insurance provides a dedicated source of funds to help pay for your care when you need it. But more importantly, it provides you with a team of trained professionals that will help you and your family manage your care. Learn how you can stay in control of your care options, maintain your dignity, and protect the people you care about most by attending one of our upcoming live webinars. Sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
All right. I just went and hit the oxygen tank. If you're new to this and you're listening to me rambling on these client of the weeks, you're probably like, what is that guy talking about? But I'll tell you what, it floats my boat. I'm a numbers guy and I love solving problems. And the biggest thing that's changed out there, for these new plans, we have so many different options and new ways to do it. And one of the best ways that you can just find out about long-term care and these new options and everything is to sign up for one of our webinars. They're live. I've got two every month. This month is going to be Saturday the 17th and Thursday the 22nd. And it gives you really the 10,000-foot overview, what long-term care is, what it pays for, why we should worry about long-term care planning, what does Medicare play for, how does Medicaid and the VA play in a role in long-term care, what's asset-based versus traditional, what are the different types of asset-based plans, how does it stand up to self-insuring. We're going to go through all that in the webinar. And then when you're ready, we're going to help you design a custom plan. And if you don't like doing the webinars, you don't want to come to one, you actually, if you sign up for one and you can't make it, Madeline will get you a copy of that recording. That's not a problem. The idea is just to educate yourself first. You can do that through our website. We have a resource center there, 525longtermcare.com. In fact, we're going to start adding more videos to that and get some videos on there to make it easier, so that the idea is we want you to be able to find out what the options are without trying to get sold something. That's not our job, is to sell you something. Our job is to help you, when you're ready, design a custom plan, guide you through the process. I see so many people. I just ran a client of mine. She ran into a financial advisor. She's trying to sell her a life insurance policy with a 101G rider on it. That is not long-term care. It's illegal to present that as long-term care. So there's a lot of that out there. We take a different approach. Let's educate first. And then when you're ready, we'll walk you through the options. We work with all the major carriers. We have all the different types of plans. And our job is to kind of guide you to design a plan that's best for your situation. So, again, 525longtermcare.com. Attend a webinar right at the top. You can also get our podcast right there on the website as well, too. But so we're talking about this. I think one of the biggest things you have to understand if you're trying to add coverage, one of the key things that I want to spend a little bit more time is what's your financial situation like? So a lot of us, you know, we get life insurance when we're kids. We start having kids and we get some term insurance, and we get older, we get a little bit more. And, you know, as life changes, we might need more and more coverage or more protection. Well, it's kind of the same for long-term care. The more assets we have, the more assets we've accumulated, the more is at risk from a long-term care situation. Because remember, that's what long-term care does. It protects your assets. So if you don't really have any assets, you don't need to worry about long-term care insurance planning, right? Just go to Medicaid and, you know, either depend on family or you're on the Medicaid system. That's it. But as we, you know, work and we save and we invest, and maybe you build a business, whatever it is, and your financial situation changes, maybe you have a traditional plan like I did, but now your situation is different. Your kids are grown. Hey, maybe it's time to look at these asset-based plans if you're still healthy enough. And so that's really what we help a lot of people do. I'll just be honest with you. If you have a traditional pay-as-you-go plan, the odds of you replacing that with a new traditional plan are zero. I mean, slim to none, I should say. I shouldn't say zero, but they're pretty slim. In fact, I don't know that I've ever done it. I think maybe once in my career where somebody that had a two-year-old policy, and it was with a junk company, and I just showed them, I was like, look, you just got to walk away from that and we'll get you a much better policy. But as a general rule, if you've aged, remember, the cost of the insurance has gone up so much just because of the fact that you've aged, and the premiums on those traditional have also gone up as well too. But if you're still healthy enough to get a new plan, this is what we take a lot of people, maybe, you know, they downsize, they sell their property, and they're coming back and they're saying, well, we got some extra cash here. Maybe we can reposition this into an asset-based long-term care. And, oh, by the way, I have the contingent benefit offer because I just got another rate increase on my traditional plan. That's a wonderful time to really make that switch, because then you're still going to get whatever you put in and your premiums back. And that's really just a key decision that you have to make. If your financial situation has not really changed and you're going into retirement and you've got your pension and you got your Social Security and not a lot of assets, the burden you have is adding coverage is going to be so expensive. And if you've got a plan that they're raising the rates on them, I can guarantee you that the new rate increase is still going to be less expensive than if you were trying to replace that policy today with another traditional plan. So a lot of times you just have to grin and bear it and write that check and try to keep that policy in force, because the lapse rate on traditional plans, it drives me crazy. And that was just something that I was talking to Randy and Sue about. It's like, look, you could keep this plan. They're going to have multiple rate increases. Like right now you're in your 60s and you're thinking, I don't want to make this payment. Well, what if you're 82? And you get another rate increase, and then your brain shrunk quite a bit over the last 20 years, and you're like, well, we're not going to need this. I'm just not going to pay it. That's how policies lapse. Or you sign up for the contingent benefit there and you're 3 months away from needing long-term care. We see a lot of that in the industry, and that is my biggest beef with the traditional plans. There's not a stopgap on the payments going into those things, and a lot of people just decide, hey, we're not going to make these payments anymore. And technically, like I think of my grandmother's third husband. He was one of these guys that technically he wasn't cognitively impaired, but he was still doing things like writing checks to the bank for a car payment that he didn't have. And then you call him out on it and he'd be like, right. So we tend not to make the best decisions as we age, right? And so that's what I'm really worried about. And so if your financial situation has changed, you've got a small plan. We're glad to help you get additional coverage, but your really best option is most likely adding a second plan, like an asset-based plan. If you're in the middle of a rate increase on a traditional plan, you always want to look for that contingent benefit. Now, I've got several people, I will just tell you, I've got a client right now that I said, I want you to hang on to this policy because they're going to raise the rates again. It's already been posted. They're going to have a rate increase within 3 years. And so you might have to make a premium payment one or two more years. But then guess what? If you cancel at that point, you will at least be able to get your premiums back if you go on claim. So lots of information on our website, 525longtermcare.com. Sign up, come see us for a webinar. Those are live. Great way to get started. And if you have any questions for us, send them in. We love the questions. We'll build a show around it. I'm going to get to work, put together a new show for next week. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back next week.
You've been listening to Long Term Care Radio with certified long term care planning specialist Brian Ott. You can download and subscribe to the podcast at 525longtermcare.com and learn about all the long term care planning options available. If you have questions for Brian or would like information about any of his upcoming long term care webinars, go to 525longtermcare.com. Be sure to join us next weekend for another edition of Long Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. For information, show schedules, and podcasts, go to 525longtermcare.com.
Do you know that 7 out of 10 people past the age of 65 need at some point some sort of long-term care? That's 70%. Now, many of us think it could never happen to us or somebody else is going to be there to take care of us, but the facts are clear. Most of us will need to pay for help in the future. And not only is that help expensive, but it puts a burden on family members as well. If you've never looked at long-term care insurance because you didn't know where to start, start today with 525 Advisors. Recent changes to the Pension Protection Act have made new programs more advantageous than ever. How would you like to get your premiums back if you never use your long-term care insurance? Well, you can. How would you like to leverage some of your savings for increased coverage using tax-free dollars? Now you can. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. Protect yourself and your family members from the high cost of extended health care. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Sign up for the next free long-term care live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.